It says, "Dear white people, you have been evicted from the Big Brother house."
Right. I thought that was really interesting, the title. It's like, "Dear white people," like GTFO. I don't like the whole notion of reverse racism, because to me, there's no such thing as reverse racism. It's just racism or it's not racism.
The Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast.
No one has common sense anymore.
Hi. Hi, how you doing? What's going on? So much bad stuff going on, and we decided, you know what? Last week was a heavy week. This week, we're going to do just sort of a pop culture mashup. We're going to keep it light this week.
We're going to keep it light because the world is exploding.
It's on fire.
And it's on fire. That's exactly right. And when the world is on fire, there is no better thing to do than get prepared for disasters that can hit close to home. And when you talk preparedness, then you should also include in the same sentence My Patriot Supply, which is like the high priest website of preparedness, right?
You're absolutely right. It's so funny. They talk to us, and we actually have had discussions about civilization collapsing under the new Bolsheviks, right. Which is, you know, precisely what's happening and how you can't predict the future, but you can be prepared as humanly possible. And I can't believe that I never thought I'd see the day, but you are becoming a prepper.
I mean, only a teeny bit. My way in.
A little bit with the food. Y'all, she's got the My Patriot Supply food. She's got her little canisters of food ready to go in her garage. And I'm like, holy cow, Mock is becoming prepared. It's a remarkable thing. So if she can do it, you can do it.
It was so easy. It was shopping online, and I am a pro at that.
She definitely is good at that. Yeah.
And you can be too, because all you have to do is go to preparewiththechicks.com. Preparewiththechicks.com. If you go to that website and you want to look at a 4-week emergency kit of food, and we're talking 2,000 calories a day. This isn't just like you get some snacks. No, you get meals to last you and sustain you for 4 weeks in an emergency,
right?
25% off that 4-week supply if you go to preparewiththechicks.com. Do it right now.
Yes.
I'm going to kick us off today with a tale about Khloe Kardashian. And Khloe Kardashian, who I had mercifully forgot existed.
Khloe, okay, so let's make sure that we tell everybody, because not everybody in our audience knows or gives two craps who Khloe is, but Khloe is the one that's basically OJ's daughter, right?
Right.
That's OJ's daughter.
The rumor.
Listen, you can fight it all you want, but we all know that it's OJ's illegitimate daughter, right?
This is what people say, and pictures are very, very persuasive.
Okay, so, yeah.
She's also, like, way taller than Courtney and what's her name? Kim.
When your dad's in the NFL or was in the NFL, but then was accused of murdering his wife. That was not your mom, but anyways. Right. But she is taller. Yes, yeah, she's taller.
She's taller. And she's also historically been larger, not just taller, but also broader, if you will. Now, I mean, they all, except with the exception of Kendall, they all have the Kardashian assular area. That is something they haven't. Although Courtney doesn't really have that either.
We've been seeing a lot of it lately because she's basically been sprawled out all over boats with that tattooed guy from, what was he in? Was he in Blink 182? Whatever. I don't even know what band he was in. Travis something or other that's just tatted up. But anyways, we've been seeing her ass everywhere. All over every boat in Italy. I don't know. I don't want to see it, but it's splashed. I mean, every time I open up Daily Mail, it's like, oh, look, there's
Courts.
There's Courts ass. But I feel like it's kind of in line, maybe just on a smaller, just a little bit smaller scale.
Well, that's the thing. It's Kardashian, like, not quite as bulbous, if you will.
Right.
So, and Khloe definitely has that. I mean, she's got, it's
the bulbularity. The bulbularity. Right.
Right. Right. And so if you recall, back in the day, Khloe was sometimes referred to as the fat one, right? Like she was a heavier person, and with hard work, I suppose, and much plastic surgery.
I was going to say, I mean, you could say hard work, but then there's also, I mean, there's a surgeon in there.
Oh, yeah. There's some surgery.
Yeah.
There's definitely surgery happening. So, you know, a combination, I'm assuming, of a nutritionist that probably works in her house 24/7, you know, a personal chef, a personal trainer.
Right.
Surgeon.
Right.
You know, she's gotten it off.
It took a village to get her to be smaller than what she was at one time. It took a village.
Right. So now it's very interesting because now Chloe is speaking out about one of her pet peeves that has to do with people who are fat who complain about it. I'm just going to play you the sound.
Like, I can't stand people that are like eating a bucket of like Haagen-Dazs ice cream. Like, I'm so fat. And like, they won't work out. They won't change their diet. They won't drink more water. They won't whatever. But they're complaining, complaining, complaining. I'm like, well, you're always going to be in this victimized state because you're literally not doing anything. You're not being self-aware. You're not even looking at your own reflection saying, okay, what can I do to change things about myself? It's everybody else's fault.
Now, normally,
what is it with the ponytail, like right on top of the head? I know it was a couple of years ago. Is that out now? But I mean, like that, did you see, you couldn't see it. People who are listening, you can't see it, but it's like the Ariana Grande ponytail.
Like super pulled back, tight, severe hairline, and then the ponytail at the top.
Yeah.
Any moment, I'm expecting her to do the I Dream of Jeannie blink to see if that transports her somewhere.
You don't want to blink too hard because her eyelashes are like giant spiders. Which I'm afraid
they're like butterflies.
If she blinks too hard, she's gonna blink, and then like those spiders are gonna give birth, like the sacks of babies are gonna come flying out. Like, there's gonna be spiders everywhere. I'm so afraid of her eyelashes. Anyways, continue.
Well, what I was gonna say is that if that were anyone else in the world, almost, except for someone like Khloe Kardashian, I would have agreed with every word she said.
Right.
Every single word.
Right. It's like,
the problem is that it's her.
Right. Because you can't sit and eat a bucket of Haagen-Dazs and be like, I'm going to complain about how fat I am because somebody else's fault. I mean, so what she was saying in that moment is something that was really kind of a conservative ideal, right? She's basically saying, take personal responsibility, you jackass.
Right.
That's what she was saying in not so many words, right? But when you are a Kardashian, I basically want to blame everything on you. So
I mean, everything is their fault.
It's like the demise of Western civilization is it falls on your eyelashes.
Right.
So it's hard for me to agree with you on anything, especially when you're talking at like two sides of your face, because, you know, you got there with a team of people, you know, you got there with that whole team. So shut up.
Well, exactly. And so had it been someone else saying those things, I would have been down to clown with all of it, because I think she makes a good point about people who incessantly complain about their weight and yet don't do anything to try to change it. Those people make me crazy too. However, if you are her and you have all the help, it's not just about putting down the Haagen-Dazs. It's about having your meals prepared for you, having your workouts personally designed for you, having a surgeon slice off and suck out all the things that you don't like, then it's a little different. And that is why she is getting a whole rash of shit from the world about saying these things. And people are like, you're fat shaming and how dare you talk about like unself-aware. Mm-hmm. You're the queen of that.
Yeah. And then on top of that, if there's a picture of you that, you know, when you get to that place after using that entire village to completely transform the way that you look and who you are physically, because you have completely changed because of that team of people, when you get to that point, it's like, okay, then you take a picture of yourself and it's like, oh, I don't really like that picture. I'm going to demand that it's taken down because it's not what I want to project to the world. You know what I mean? Like, because we did that. What I remember talking about that a couple, weeks ago, too. It's just, this is the kind of stuff where Kardashians just need to take all the seats at this point. You know? Right.
They really, really do.
Just don't.
Just go count your money and just.
Yeah. And just it's stuff. Exactly. Count your money. Go roll around in your beds made of money and your sheets made of money and your actual house is made like lined with wallpaper that is money.
Right.
And your cars, like everything is made of money. And just enjoy that. Enjoy it at this point. And don't have opinions about anything that has to do with morality or ethics or anything at this point.
She probably like lays on giant bed frames made of gold.
Right.
And all we can do is just subscribe to gold. Maybe yes. Someday we will have enough gold to make a bed. But in the meantime,
yes.
In the meantime, if you are, you know, we talked about disaster planning earlier. If you want a way to disaster plan a little bit more than just My Patriot Supply and their 4-week emergency food kit, think about investing in actual physical gold, which yeah. you can do with Acre Gold, which is our favorite way to get gold bars, actual gold bars that you can put in your safe along with your ammo and your ARs. You can mm-hmm. have all of those things in the same safe if you want.
And your bucket of food, you know?
That's right.
Your banana chips that Mock loves so much. But I love that it's as little as $30 a month. And you pay each month, and then when you reach your stash, you can get your gold bar, which is really fantastic. You can hold on to it. And
then lick it.
Exactly. You can sleep with it. I mean, you can do whatever it is that you want to do with it, but it's yours. It's not some out there thing that, you know, people are like, I'm investing in gold. I can't see it. I can't touch it, but I'm investing. No, you actually get it at some point. So, I mean, that's what's so great about Acre Gold, and it's the reason that we're working with them. So it's pretty fantastic. You guys should check it out. Visit Acre Gold.
Get Acre Gold.
GetAcreGold.com/checks. That's how you get to them. And then also there's a gold bar that they're giving away. And I really want our people to get that. You can qualify for the giveaway by tweeting and posting why you should be the recipient and mention @get_acre. Don't forget that underscore. It's @get_acre and it's getacregold.com/chicks.
Getacregold.com/chicks. Best way to get gold ever.
Get it.
All right. So in other pop culture news, now I have never in my entire life seen a single solitary episode of Big Brother, the TV show. Never. I've never seen a single episode.
I have. I used to, when it first came on, I was intrigued. And I don't tell you anybody that was on it or anything like that, but I was intrigued. I thought that it was a pretty cool premise, like literally the first one. It's kind of like when Road Rules and all that kind of stuff came on first with MTV. But then I was like, okay, I've lost interest in this.
Yeah.
So,
well, what a scoop from one of our clever and competent followers, Kelly, who sent this amazing email to catch us up on what's happening with Big Brother this season. So I'm just going to quickly read her email because she summarizes it so well. And then we must discuss because I cannot believe this is happening. So she said that she's been watching this season's Big Brother. And then she was like, yes, it's still on.
I can't believe that.
I know. I don't even know what season it is. It's probably like either. 30.
I think they double up during the year too. Like there's two. I don't know. I have no idea. I don't keep track. I don't know. But there's been a gajillion seasons.
Oh my gosh. So she says, this season has the most horrible racist alliance against white people in the house I've ever seen. Normally, there's someone trying to make it men versus women, but this season, they made 50% of the house minorities, even though that doesn't represent the population of the U.S. It is openly admitted by CBS that they wanted half of the house to be minorities. And by the fourth day, six of them decided to align in order to have the first black winner of Big Brother. They did not include the one Asian man in the house in this alliance. Each of them became close on purpose to one white person so that they wouldn't be found out. The strategy is working great, of course, and I've read articles telling the public to get over it. There have been plenty of white alliances. The big difference, though, that these articles are not admitting to is there has never been a white alliance created solely because they're white and
right.
targeting blacks. If this was
right.
reversed and whites were targeting blacks, CBS would intervene, but discrimination based upon the skin color of whites is okay. And there's apparently there's several articles talking about this.
Right. And that, what was the article title? Do you have that in front of
yes.
you?
Yes. It's from the California Globe and it says, "Dear white people, you have been evicted from the Big Brother house."
Right. I thought that was really interesting. The title, it's like, "Dear white people," like GTFO.
Yeah.
"You're no longer wanted here, white people." Can you imagine if that alone, I mean, just everything aside, can you imagine if somebody wrote an article that says, "Dear black people, you're no longer wanted here." You know, basically, you're no longer wanted in this house. Could you imagine?
I cannot.
Well, first of all, it's freaking racist.
Well, exactly.
It's freaking racist. So, I mean, this is the thing. I don't like the whole notion of reverse racism, because to me, there's no such thing as reverse racism. It's just racism or it's not racism.
Right.
So when people say that, they're like, well, this is reverse racist. No, it's not. This is just freaking racist. And that's exactly what... It's just what it is. That's what they're engaged. So that's what they're engaging in on the show. And the producers of the show are like, yeah, that's cool. We're okay with that. It's not okay.
It's not okay.
Not okay.
And the
at
fact
all.
That they're not addressing it. And apparently I read some of the comments on this article about it from the California Globe. And it was really interesting to kind of hear more about the, I don't want to say characters, because I guess these are all real people or whatever, because it's a reality show. But listening to the because now they're deep enough into the season where the white people are starting to pick up on what's happening. And the reason that they are shocked and that they're just now figuring it out is because they don't think that way.
Right.
They don't assume that anybody would be against them because of their race.
Because of their skin color.
And right. And that is how it should be.
Right.
Right. I mean, that's
right.
How it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
And to Kelly's point, who sent us the story to begin with, you know, if there have been alliances on past shows, it has had nothing to do with a group of white people saying, hey, let's align against the black people because they're
right.
black.
Right. Yeah. So, I mean, I have questions. I mean, I'm obviously not going to probably get my questions all answered, because I won't until the end, until after this is all said and done. Right. But my first question is, so what about the Asian person? Is the Asian person is that person considered white?
I guess.
To the black people? Is that like,
I'm curious.
For purposes
of this show.
Yeah. Right. So they said, okay, well, the Asian person's not, that person is a, okay, that person's out. So we're going to go ahead and marginalize that person as well. And that person's out. We're going to discriminate against them too. Okay. So they're discriminating against white people and they're being racist AF against white people. Okay. So that's okay. So then when, you know, you talk about the white people not suspecting this, that is a commentary in society, isn't it? So that's a huge commentary. We're looking at this. It's a microcosm for what's happening, right?
Yeah.
So this is not, there are a lot of black people out there right now, dare I say, that are really pissed off because of things that have been, I guess, you know, amplified, say, mm-hmm. in the media, amplified in our society, just, you know, just everything that's been going on over the past couple of years. And there are a lot of people that are just really mad, and that it's almost as like there's a revenge sort of like a vengeful attitude towards white people. How is that healthy? And why on earth would the producers of the show want to broadcast that? Why would they want to amplify that? Why would they want to say this is okay? I don't
right.
know. How is that okay?
Well, and how does it help? Let's put this season aside. How does it help? So say a black person's going to win, because it's looking like that's what mm-hmm. is going to happen. So then how does that help in future shows? So does that mean that as soon as everybody gets in the house, there's automatically going to be animosity because of how this is played
right,
out?
Right.
Because they're setting the stage to create racism
right.
for the next show.
Well, it's probably about as helpful as it is for, you know, a teacher, say, in a school to say, we're going to segregate the classrooms, which we've seen. Right.
And even if they don't physically segregate, they're certainly saying white people are oppressors,
right.
black people are oppressed.
Right. But we've even seen seen examples in, you know, schools where a principal tried to segregate classrooms according to skin color. She
yeah,
put black
right.
kids. She put the black kids in one classroom and white kids in another. And when some parents with brains in their heads, when they actually got wind of that, they were like, wait a second. That's not okay. What the hell are you doing? So, I mean, it's that is racist. Mm-hmm. And it's like, I can't believe I have to say that out loud as if I'm having to explain to people that that is actually, in fact, racist. That's what real racism, that's what it is.
Right.
It's not like some of the stuff that other people are crying wolf and saying racism is. This is actual racism, what we're seeing. It's absurd.
It's ridiculous. And it's like every time I turn around, things get even more ridiculous because right. Robin DiAngelo is now trying to say that white people smiling is racist.
Oh my God.
Because if you go out of your way to smile at a black person because you're friendly, I don't know. But if you smile at a black person, then you're pushing an obligation onto that black person to return your smile, which makes you racist. Like, this is part of her new book.
You gotta be effing kidding me with this.
I'm not kidding.
When I smile at somebody, I don't expect them to smile back. I don't care if they're white, black, purple, polka dotted. I mean, I'll just smile because I'm like, I feel smiley today. I'm going to smile at you. You know what I mean? And you smile at everybody.
Right. But apparently now she's telling me that I need to watch myself and maybe not smile as hard at black people because I'm pushing onto them an obligation that is racist. It's racist for me to expect a black person to return my smile.
Oh my God.
This is how up everything has gotten.
It totally is effed up.
I guess that's one good use of masks, right? Is that you don't right. have to show your mouth?
Exactly. It's utter insanity. And I cannot believe this broad is making money off this bullshit.
So much money. Oh my God. They pay her like 30 grand per workshop.
She is making it up as she goes.
Totally.
It's just making it up. And people and dumb people everywhere are like lapping it up. Saying, oh, yeah, that's racist. If a white person smiles at a black person, that's racist. Da, 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 da. Oh, my God. These people are idiots. I mean,
well, and it's like going back to this Big Brother thing, the very first paragraph of the article about the Big Brother controversy says the allegation of racism remains true and now there are receipts to prove it. And I was scanning through the comments on the article and some black person was like, this is so clearly written by a white person because just like a white person, they're using black terminology saying receipts.
Wait a minute.
I know. So now it's like you can't say a phrase that's caught on and become trendy because you're, I don't know if it's appropriating or if it's racism. The rules have gotten so idiotic that
and
I can't
wait,
keep up.
And I'm curious, can they cite that? Is there an actual black person that, do we know that a black person, like a, that actually originated with a black individual and that person said, I'm the first person to use that.
Well, I know you can do that with Fleek. Remember how that used to be a thing on Fleek, eyebrows on Fleek?
Your eyebrows.
I know that originated with a black woman. So I guess you're just not allowed to say it. Like you okay. cannot say, I mean, nobody says it anymore, but still.
Okay. So on Fleek, listen, I don't want to say it because it's dumb, but the receipts thing, like this is now a race thing.
Right. That's racist.
Oh my God. Everybody's lost their damn mind.
They have lost
their damn mind. And shame on the producers of the show for perpetuating this.
I know.
For like going, yeah, it's totally okay because it's reverse racism. What?
I can't.
Yeah.
I cannot. Speaking of eyebrows and speaking of skincare, you like the way I segued that?
That was good.
I'm a pro when it comes to talking about Genucell, which is the plant stem cell technology line from our good friends at Chamonix. And listen, our skin has never been better because of the lines of products that we use from Genucell. They have whole packages that they curate special for you. If you're interested in certain kinds of cleansers, microdermabrasion perhaps, or if you just want to give their whole entire plant stem cell technology line a chance, they've got their most popular products package. And right now it's 50% or more off packages, any package, if you go to lovegenucell.com/chicks.
I like the XV wrinkle treatment. It's my favorite because of the fluff butter technology, which is our name for the technology, definitely not their name. And then they also have this really great stuff that you put kind of on your jaw. I think it's called jawline.
Jaw neck treatment.
Yeah, exactly. But I call it like the jaw awesomeness enhancer, because it doesn't, rather than injecting a bunch of, you know, Khloe Kardashian stuff in.
Right. You don't need to do any injections.
You guys are going to be amazed. Go to lovegenucell.com/chicks for 50% or more off all their packages. Do it. Do it.
GENUCEL.com/chicks. lovegenucell.com/chicks. I have two reviews to share with you this week.
Oh, yay.
One is from Texas conservative Caroline.
Love it.
She says, I absolutely love your podcast and listen to all of them. We are conservative kindred spirits. I could totally hang with you chicks and cuss the crazies over some cocktails and snacks, big hugs and high fives, and keep it coming.
I love it. That's so sweet.
And then from Tammy Rhea, she writes, hi. She says, I am a devoted listener to your weekly lives and your podcasts. I so appreciate all the information. I no longer listen to mainstream media, as you know why. And then there's like one of those cursy face emojis.
Yeah.
I just wanted you both to know that you are great at what you do. Keep on keeping on and saying all the things.
All the things. I love it.
Isn't that great?
You guys are the reason. You are the fuel for our fire. So keep those comments coming. We really, really appreciate it. We appreciate you. The places that you can find us, definitely our website, chicksontheray.com. We're from whence all good things come, as Mock would say. And then all the social media platforms, at Chicks on Right. You can find us at Instagram, Twitter, Rumble, Parler, Beep Bop Boop, all the other places. I don't know, like all the crazy like social media platforms. But then Facebook, we have a gajillion places on Facebook. There's our regular Facebook page, which has, you know, all the people, and they're, you know, you have our share. We have our share of trolls on the page, where we have like a million people out there. And then we have our Facebook group, which you can find. And that also is, you know, it's good. It's great. But then our insiders group is like where it's at, you guys. Mm-hmm. So if you want to join our insiders group, you may want to check that out, because those people are so great. We love
so
those
great.
People. They're so great. And they're starting to do like Monday night chats with one another. They're taking on a life of their own. We love seeing that. Our community, we're so incredibly proud of. So it's just something to check out. If you are looking for a group of people that'll make you feel like you can get some sense of humanity restored in your soul. Those people are fantastic. So that's the Chicks on the Right Insiders group. You can check that
I did out. Get another email today from someone who is having trouble accessing it. And here's the trick. Don't use your phone. You have to access it on a desktop.
Really? Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
If you try to do it on your phone, for some reason, the join button just doesn't have good functionality, because okay. Facebook cannot get their crap together on that. But if you go to desktop and you go to our regular Chicks on the Right Facebook page, on the cover photo, there's a button that says become a supporter. And so if you're on a desktop or a laptop, click that button. That'll get you into the Chicks on the Right Insiders group, which is where you want to be.
There are no trolls. I mean, it has a small subscription fee, but you know, you're going to be troll free. And then the people there are just exceptional.
And they will welcome you with like a warm hug.
It's like, it's a blanket of, you know, conservative love. It's just the best thing ever. So you will love it. And yeah, so until next week, you guys have a fantastic week and try to keep your heads up.
Bye.
Bye.
Thousands of Afghan people are desperate to get out of the country. And I'm going to share two of those very emotional stories. I'm Sarah Carter. On the latest Sarah Carter Show, I'll tell you about two incredibly brave women and their moment-by-moment courage as their country falls apart. This is what's really happening, and you won't hear it anywhere else. Subscribe to the Sarah Carter Show at Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.